Good morning. I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We're going to see some fog through this morning, then we'll see a partly sunny sky, high 73. City governments across Illinois are asking to have their state funding put on autopilot. As Brian Mackey reports, it's the latest consequence of Illinois' 20-month budget stalemate.
The money in question comes from taxes on gasoline, phone bills, gambling. It's collected by the state and passed along to local governments. That is, unless the powers that be never agree on a budget.
In my city, we had numerous projects that had to be stopped.
Mark Eckert is the mayor of Belleville. He's describing the early days of the impasse when Illinois fell months behind on the payments. He says that affected not only construction jobs,
but also the ongoing work that's necessary to keep your city being where business wants to be.
Cities are doing okay now. A full year of funding was included in last summer's so-called stopgap budget, but that still needs to be renewed every year. And mayors say they could do with a little less suspense. I'm Brian Mackey.
Former suburban Chicago police officer Drew Peterson has been transferred out of an Illinois prison and is now in a federal prison in Indiana. The Illinois Department of Corrections spokeswoman Nicole Wilson says 63-year-old Peterson was transferred but declined to say why or where, citing security. The Federal Bureau of Prisons says Peterson is in the federal penitentiary in Terre Haute. Peterson was sentenced to 38 years in prison for the death of his third wife, Kathleen Savio. The investigation into her 2004 death was reopened when Peterson's fourth wife, Stacy, went missing in 2007. Peterson was then sentenced to another 40 years in prison last year for plotting to hire someone to kill the prosecutor who won the conviction in the Savio case. A number of women scientists, including one from Illinois, is working to empower women and members of other minority groups who feel slighted by the current political climate. The group, 500 Women Scientists, started among friends concerned about how the presidential campaign labeled women. They reached out to friends and colleagues in an attempt to sign a letter to President Trump, asking him to honor a pledge to be a president for everyone. So far, they say they've collected nearly 17,000 signatures. Mallory Conlon holds a master's degree in astronomy at the University of Illinois. She says she signed because diversity is crucial to science.
We see when science thrives, technology can advance, and the world that we live in becomes a healthier, a safer, and more productive place. So by getting those new voices, we can really advance science and not necessarily be stuck in the status quo.
The letter was published in Forbes magazine and contains several suggestions, including equal pay for women, appointing accredited science advisors in government, and making science education a priority from pre-K through college. We're going to see a partly sunny sky today. Once the fog burns away, expect a high around 73 degrees. I'm Jennifer Fuller.